All right, thanks for listening. This is Grow an Online Business, where you'll learn all of the advice, tips, and techniques you need to start and grow an online business for yourself. This is a very special episode today. We are doing our last episode in season two, so tonight is the wrap-up, and it is the fourth in a four-part series on consumer behavior. All right, so season three will be kicking off next week, and we will hopefully have a little surprise. I'm hoping for next season that we're going to be doing some interviews, and I think I've got one lined up that you're going to want to hear. But in the meantime, let's wrap up the fourth part in our four-part series on consumer behavior. Today, we're talking about variety-seeking behavior and what that means as a consumer. So stick around. We'll be right back. All right, before we get started, we're going to take a look back and see what's been happening this last week on the website, Broken Moon Media. And when we look at it on Google Search Console, it shows that they have been paring down my keywords. And right now, for the last week, I'm ranking for 162 keywords. All right, which is quite a bit different than I was hoping for. I was up to, it was about 450, almost 500 keywords earlier, a month ago or so. And they have been paring it down, just chopping it down. And every week it seems like it's a little bit less. I'm down to 162 keywords now that I'm ranking for. So apparently they're trying to find the ones that I am going to be doing better at. Now, on my click-through ratio, I'm at a 0.4. Okay, that's better than I have been. I've been at a 0.2, so 0.2 is not that great. I'm at a 0.4. Average position, I'm down at 51.2, so still not super awesome. That's like page 5 or 6, depending on how many ads and other things pop up on Google. So not super great. I guess that click-through ratio will go up dramatically if I can hit page 1 on any of those, for any of those keywords. And it looks like, as of right now, probably not hitting any of those top keywords at this point. Okay, jumping over to analytics, it says my users were down to 21 people, down 27.6% from last week. New users down 28%, I got 20. And it looks like my average engagement time also went down 5.9%. So not the best week, to be honest. So I don't know. It is what it is. Let's just keep playing it by ear. I've got some different ideas to do next season. So I've got some things I'm going to be working on in the coming weeks. So I will keep you informed on those as I tackle them. So time being, let's jump into our fourth part on consumer behavior. And we are looking at variety-seeking behavior. So this is the type of customer or consumer where they purchase something different, a different product, but not because they weren't satisfied with the previous one. Okay? They're changing what they're buying, but they're not changing it because of dissatisfaction. They're changing it because they just like to try new things. Okay, so this is like where they're trying out new candle scents, or they're trying out different meals at a restaurant. So they'll go to a restaurant and they know they like the fettuccine Alfredo, but they're like, you know what, I'm gonna try the lasagna or whatever else. So these are people that enjoy things, but they enjoy new and a variety of things. So they enjoy experiencing new things. So they'll actually change what they buy, not because they're dissatisfied, not because they don't like it, or there was something about it that just hit them wrong, and so they wanted to be, oh, I don't want to do that again. They actually just want to try something different just because it's different. Okay, so what can we do to target those customers and get them over to us. First and foremost, all we need to do is let them know we exist, right? We just have to get our product out there. And if they've tried a product similar to ours, but they enjoy trying new things, boom, they're going to buy it. If they didn't know our product or service existed, but they have a need for it or a possible need for it, they'll buy it anyway. So they'll just know that it exists and be, whoa, you know what? I've never even thought of that, dude. I'm going to try it, and they'll buy it. So the key here is getting your product or service in front of those people. Okay, so where do we find variety-seeking customers or consumers? Where do we find those people? You find them everywhere, and they do everything that everyone else does, but they try all of it. So if there's any groups, if you're looking for groups on social media, you're going to want to look for groups that cater to people that are variety seeking. So they want to seek out new things, the latest, greatest, whatever it is. So look for a group. I'm not going to give you guys any because I don't want to give away all my secrets, but So anyway, look for groups that are in the genre or in the field, the area of what you do, but look for ones that aren't so habitual, right? We talked about habitual buying behavior last week. So these are people that just buy out of habit because they just do it. They just want the same thing, even if it's slightly different brand or whatever, they will still just buy it. So look for people, look for groups that are more focused around people that want to try new things, new and exciting things, the latest, greatest, whatever. So if you're in tech, look for groups that are like cutting edge tech, or like look for people that would probably be looking for something you're offering, but in a group where people like to talk about what they are doing. So you're not going to necessarily want to run an ad on there. What you may want to do instead is either A, get your existing customers or clients to go onto those groups and then talk about how great it is, or go on and just talk about how great your thing is without trying to necessarily sell it to them. Variety seeking people typically don't like to be sold to. They like to think to themselves, I'm not being sold. I'm going to try whatever I want because I always want to try something different. And because it is different, if you're trying to push something on them, they will choose something different than what you're pushing. So when you're trying to get them to decide on your product, you just make them aware that it exists without asking them to buy it. They will ask you to buy it if you just let them know it's a thing, basically. But if you try and push that product or that service on those people, like, oh, you have to try. Okay, people that are variety seeking typically don't want to be told they have to try something. They want to try everything, but specifically stuff that they're not asked to try, because then they feel like they made that decision, or they didn't make the decision. They were actually forced into it or coerced into it. So they want to avoid those types of feelings. So if you're looking to target a variety seeking consumer, then give them the option for that. And maybe even if you have a couple of options of whatever it is that you're doing or selling, present those options as a question or as a statement, but not as a sales pitch. Hopefully that makes sense. So we're going to get into next season. We are going to be talking a little bit more about the way we can go about sales. So next season is going to be less on consumer habits and behaviors, but we're going to be going more into selling to those consumers. So we talked about all the ways that consumers buy and the things that they're thinking. So now we're going to go ahead and target, how do we target those specific customers and clients, and then how do we help them by benefiting from our product or service. And so we're going to be looking at a couple of different businesses, business types, and then how it is that we would target or go after looking to offer value to those customers in a way that they would see it and then recognize it and then go after buying it. So that is where we are on that. So I do appreciate you guys listening to what was this? This was season two. I appreciate you guys listening to season two. Looking forward to season three. If you haven't already, please subscribe to the podcast and tell your friends about it, especially this next season. Tell all of your friends, especially the ones that have a business and would like to get on the podcast, because I am looking for current or future business owners that are struggling or that are greatly succeeding. Whatever it is you're going through that you think others might benefit from that, man, hit me up and let's go over it this next season. So anyway, I'm looking to share the microphone next season with some other business owners. So I look forward to that. And until then, go out and be successful.